travel a little bit west from Orange, New Jersey, and you'll come to the town of Livingston. In 1945, a Russian Jewish immigrant named Harry Silverman started a stationery store in what was then a small, sleepy town. Over the years, Livingston blossomed into a bedroom community for Manhattan, and Silverman's store prospered. But the store eventually lost business to chains, and its building at Livingston Plaza began to show its age. For now, Silverman's remains at the main intersection of town, hemmed in by empty stores, but it won't be there long. Next month, a developer plans to tear down Livingston Plaza to make way for condominiums and upscale retail shops. For our colleague, Art Silverman, the news is personal.
It's not just me. Everybody in Livingston has memories of Silverman's. It's where you bought your candy bars on the way to the Colony Theater to watch a Saturday double feature. If you commuted to Manhattan, it's where you grabbed the Times or News before you got on the bus. My grandfather Harry, my father Ed, my uncle Phil, my cousin Paul, my aunt Anne, and mother Anne sold greeting cards and bottles of Hoffman sodas at Silverman's. We sweetened every tooth in town with candy bars, clogged every artery with Breyer's ice cream, and clouded Livingston's lungs with cigarette smoke. And in the 70s, we reaped the windfall of a state-sanctioned game of chance.
This corner store sells stationery, magazines, cigarettes, candy, and a few lottery tickets. Quite a few. Some 10,000 last week. This week, more lottery tickets were sold at this store than at any other location in the state.
Yesterday, we had them going right out to the back door. Right up the center, out to the back door. And it's been almost that way all week. Matter of fact, I played the first ticket myself last week.
That's my father. I was known as a son of a candy store owner when I was growing up here, and I thought I was a celebrity. After all, my name was up in lights, literally, bright red neon letters shining across Route 10 and Livingston Avenue. Now, after 10 years, I've come back for one last look. They call it an eyesore, and I suppose they're right. Boarded up storefronts, faded signs tell the story of neglect. But I can see through the rotting fixtures and cracked plaster, into the past. As I walk into Silverman's, I smell the same dusty display cases I left long ago. I walk over the cracked linoleum floor that I crawled on before I could even walk.
Good morning, how are you?
Hi there.
What can I do for you today?
Okay. That one
first,
I know was a little bit
we have a winner!
Yes, a big $3.
It's still called Silverman's, and the business is about the same, but the store is not in my family anymore.
My name is Thomas Shin, S-H-I-N.
And I am Soon Shin.
Like my grandfather, the Shins are immigrants. They came to this country from Seoul, South Korea in the 1970s. They tell me there was never any thought of changing the name.
Even landlord asked me, why don't you change the name? So I said, I'm buying the name.
I think Silverman is a part of Livingston.
This is the name value I'm buying for. I know I have confidence, name of the Silverman.
The Shins are guardians of the name of Silverman's and what it was really all about. They chat with customers about babies and weddings. They share grief and triumph as they sell cards and newspapers.
It's not this place just that we are making money. We charge our energy from them, you know, that when we see that the happier the face than when they walked it in.
Silverman's the building. We'll keep its rendezvous with bulldozers in a few weeks. The Shins have relocated around the corner. They've decided to keep one thing the same. The store is still called Silverman's.
A personal memoir from NPR's Art Silverman.